Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
It's important for all of us, especially new pro-life activists, to understand the history of our efforts to protect life. Over the course of this special series, Abortion in America, we'll talk about the major milestones of our efforts and touch on this history of the pro-life movement in America. If you miss an episode, you can always listen online at prolifeperspective.com. Throughout 1973, following the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton decisions legalizing abortion for any reason, the number of state right-to-life organizations expanded, and National Right to Life Incorporated to further expand its efforts to help the fledgling national network of pro-life activists. In November, a newly reformatted National Right to Life News was published and quickly became the newspaper of record for the pro-life movement. In those first years after Roe, pro-lifers made small yet significant advances. The year began on the first anniversary of the decision and the first March for Life held in Washington, D.C. on the west side steps of the Capitol. Since that first march, thousands upon thousands have attended marches in Washington and in state capitals across the country every year on the anniversary. 1974 also saw the election of pro-life Senator Bob Dole, a Republican from Kansas, in the first major statewide political battle after the Roe v. Wade decision. Dole, with the help of newly formed groups of pro-life activists, defeated Congressman William Roy, a doctor who performed abortions. National Right to Life leaders testified before Congress of the need for constitutional protections for unborn children. In February 1975, Boston abortionist Kenneth C. Edelin was found guilty of manslaughter for the death of an unborn child. And in March of that year, the first Human Life Amendment was introduced in the U.S. Senate by Senators James Buckley from New York and Jesse Helms from North Carolina. In April 1976, a test vote on the Human Life Amendment was conducted by the U.S. Senate. It garnered 40 votes. A two-thirds vote, 67 senators, is required to approve a constitutional amendment. In late June, an amendment offered by freshman Congressman Henry Hyde of Illinois was approved by the U.S. House of Representatives. The amendment to the Department of Health and Human Services Appropriations Bill continues to this day to prohibit Medicaid funding of abortions with narrow exceptions. On July 1st of that same year, in Planned Parenthood of Central Missouri versus Danforth, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Missouri law that banned the use of saline amniocentesis as an abortion method and that obliged a married woman seeking an abortion to obtain her husband's consent. The court also held that states could require a minor to obtain consent of one parent before obtaining an abortion, but the law must contain a judicial bypass option for minors who do not wish to obtain parental consent. On December 17th, the manslaughter conviction of Boston abortionist Kenneth Edelin was overturned by the Massachusetts Superior Judicial Court, which ruled that legal abortions are manslaughter only if the baby is definitely alive outside the mother's body. The mid-70s was a growing period for the pro-life movement. Mission Possible, a project of Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, was launched. The project provided organizational development assistance and matching grant seed money for state right-to-life groups, primarily in the southeastern United States. New state right-to-life groups affiliated with National Right to Life were organized in every state where one didn't exist. Further gains were made in June 1977 when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Maher v. Roe and Beal v. Doe that federal and state governments were under no obligation to fund abortion in public assistance programs. In 1979, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, an original co-founder of the pro-abortion group NARAL, published Aborting America, in which he exposed the lies used by abortion supporters in their quest to overturn legislation protecting unborn children. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of Abortion in America. And don't forget, you can listen to the entire series at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.